Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to introduce Adam from the United States, who has multiple sclerosis. Welcome, Adam.
Hi, Linda.
Could you tell us when you first started to notice MS symptoms?
Well, I was actually diagnosed in January of 2007. I had a lot of symptoms that were unknown for years prior to that, probably before 2000.
Mm-hmm. What were your symptoms at the time of diagnosis?
Well, I had a massive migraine, kind of headache at the base of my skull. I had long-lasting carpal tunnel symptoms through my arms running up to my shoulders. I had a loss of feeling for temperature within my arms, excessive loss of balance, loss of muscle. They were kind of tight, extreme fatigue for years. Sometimes paralysis when I'd wake up in the morning, excessive sweating, twitching, and bladder and bowel control.
Mm-hmm. So what medication were you offered at that time?
Copaxone, daily injections.
And how old were you then, Adam?
34.
How did it impact on your life being diagnosed with MS? Having the label MS.
Actually, it wasn't bad. The diagnosis was okay. It gave a reason for what was wrong. I didn't think I was crazy at that time. I think a lot of times being misdiagnosed for years with so many different things, that was more of an impact on my life.
And how did you get on with the Copaxone?
I started that back in, I want to say.
Right. So I'll ask you that last question again. How did you find taking, how did you get on with taking Copaxone?
It was a daily injection. It wasn't so bad doing the injection for me. It was more of an impact on the financial burden to my future, how I would afford to be on this medication if by chance I lost my job, concerns like that.
Mm-hmm. How long did you take Copaxone for? Are you still taking it?
I took it through starting LDN, and I continue to take it probably about 6 months after. So I would say I was on Copaxone for at least a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. How did you find LDN?
My wife emailed me a YouTube video clip. She joined a support group and someone had blessed her and sent her just a short little YouTube video clip, and she forwarded to me.
Mm-hmm. And was it easy to get a prescription for LDN?
For me, it was. I did my my research beforehand. I went well prepared to my neurologist who was prescribing me the Copaxone at the time, and I basically laid it out in front of him and demanded that that's what I was going to try next. And I agreed to continue to taking Copaxone at that time.
Mm-hmm. And was it easy to get the prescription filled?
At first, not necessarily, because he didn't understand how to write it. He didn't know much about it. I found out more on my end how to make it myself, which I don't recommend. But then I think within the first month, I was able to get him to write a proper way, a proper script for it.
Mm-hmm. And when you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
Zero. My wife said that my leg twitched for a couple of or one night, but I don't think that was connected.
And how long did it take before you started to notice improvements?
Very next morning.
What did you notice?
I went from feeling like I was 85 years old when I would wake up every day for the last 10 years to feeling like I was 15 again. That was the main thing right off the bat. I wasn't fatigued. I had a ton of energy and I couldn't explain why, other than the LDN.
Did it help with your other symptoms?
Yeah, in time it did, in a very short time. Actually, at the time when I started LDN, I had flu-like symptoms that wouldn't go away after two courses of antibiotics. And that flu went away within, I believe, 3 or 4 days. A lot of my bladder, things like a bladder infection, that went away within 2 or 3 days. Just about everything, all my symptoms that I had, with the exception of anything that was permanent, like nerve damage, all of those symptoms went away.
If you were to rate your quality of life before LDN on a score of 1 till 10, what would it have been?
Probably about a 2.
And what would you say it is today?
Probably about an 8.
That's amazing, isn't it? That is very good.
It is.
What would you say to other people who are contemplating trying LDN?
Well, if you're contemplating on trying LDN, you've already heard about it, which is the first part, and I think that's the most important part. For me, it works. I'm a strong believer in it. I tell whoever I can about it. My biggest thing is, if you know about it, you should look more into it and don't give up just because one doctor says, I don't agree with that because it's maybe not FDA approved in the US or different places like that. Just be persistent and keep trying. For me, I lucked out,
So, how would you say your life is now? Would you say it's more or less back to normal?
I would say it's about 90% back to normal. My biggest benefit, and I probably should have said this a couple of minutes ago, but my biggest benefit was I was able to get off of the Copaxone, which is a daily injection. And at that time, when I started it, my insurance was paying $2,500 every month. And that fear of, worrying about how I would afford to continue that treatment is away because now I'm able to not rely on the daily injections, so I don't take them at all. And the Copaxone costs me $65, like US dollars, every 3 months without insurance. So it's affordable, and it's that worry is gone.
Did you notice any difference in your health once you stopped taking the Copaxone?
When I stopped taking Copaxone,
Yes.
no, it was no.
So that's. Oh, I don't want this to be on the recording, but I mean, Copaxone is, like all the interferon drugs, toxic, isn't it?
G, some of the other things that were, leading up to my diagnosis of the MS. Those went away after I was diagnosed, but I think with the LDN, I pretty much don't have anything that I really worry about and have any type of symptoms.
What does your doctor think to your improvements since you've been on LDN?
He's amazed. However, my doctor, talks a lot and says he'll tell all his patients, but since March of 2008, he hasn't told one person.
And more importantly, what does your wife think?
Oh, she's definitely happy and can't believe the change.
Okay.
I'd like to introduce Adrian. Adrian has multiple sclerosis and is from England. Welcome, Adrian.
Oh, good morning, Linda. Nice to speak to you and everybody else.
Thank you. I can still remember meeting you.
Yeah,
That was
a long time ago.
it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, when were you diagnosed with MS?
About 1977.
A long time ago.
1977. A long, long time ago, yeah.
How old were you?
I was 27.
And how did the diagnosis affect you?
Well, I think it's because MS wasn't really talked about, and it was sort of like a bolt out of the blue. I went to see the specialist, and he just said, "Oh, you've got MS, but I can't say 100% you've got it, but 99%, and go for lumbar puncture." So, and I ended up years later getting a lumbar puncture, which was very painful, and didn't really tell me anything different, so it's a bit of a waste of time.
And what were your symptoms at that time?
I was just tripping up, just kept tripping over, when I was walking, and really the pins and needles in my legs, really, and slight blurring of vision. But that was when I was 27, so you don't really notice it, do you? Because you've got children and you've got to keep going.
So what happened in the years in between finding LDN?
It just gradually got worse and worse. I had a brother who was 15 months older than me, who died about 5 years ago or so, at the age of 52 or something like that. So I was merely watching him decline and knowing that I was going to decline.
Oh
But
dear.
thank goodness I didn't decline as quickly as he did. I think thanks to hyperbaric oxygen treatment and LDN. So the LDN has been what is the most positive contribution to the alleviation of the symptoms. It sort of stopped the spasming and made me less likely to fall asleep during the day. It cut down an enormous amount on the fatigue and make me more mentally acute and helped with my speech, I think. Those are just a few things I can remember, benefiting, and they have sort of continued. So
When did you start taking LDN?
I think it was about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that.
And were you able to get it from your own GP, or did you have to get a private
Well,
prescription?
I had a very understanding GP who agreed to more or less go with whatever I wanted to do. Apart from the cannabis, he said definitely no, I couldn't have the cannabis, full stop. The cannabis based, I've forgotten its name at the moment. But I had an acquaintance at the hyperbaric oxygen treatment at the MS Centre, and she went on about how brilliant it was, how she was managing to walk. So I looked into got the information sent by you, and gave it to the doctor, and he agreed to let me have a go at it.
And what
So
did you
there.
find it did for you initially? Did you have any side effects?
This is a slight sleep disturbance, which nowadays still happens, but only mildly, and it's quite entertaining at times. But that's about the only difference, bad effects that I had.
So
Apart from
how
that, it's been fine.
So how would you sum up what LDN has done for you?
Well, LDN has given me a positive form of action to do. rather than sitting back and letting everything get worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel as though I am contributing a little bit into improving, in inverted commas, my condition. And it's helped with the undesirable side effects of lethargy and spasming and the mental fogginess, because all the other medications suggested and tried by myself hasn't really helped at all. Didn't help with the spasms, nor it tended to send me doolally, and I wasn't probably in control of my mental capacity. You know,
and that's a horrible feeling.
Pardon?
That's a horrible feeling when you don't feel in control mentally, isn't it?
Yeah, because you're aware of it. You're aware of yourself saying stupid things and you can't stop.
I know.
So that has helped from that point of view.
Well, that's good.
It's being able to sort of act on it without the horrible side effects of the other medications.
Yeah. What would you say to other people who have MS who are contemplating trying LDN?
I would certainly recommend it, but I must say there have been once or twice that I have recommended it. It really hasn't helped the person concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the courses, to be honest.
Yes.
You can try it. You have nothing to lose by trying it and only something to gain.
Mm-hmm.
If it works for you.
Yes.
And I would recommend it as far as I could, you know, but to each person has to work out their own, you know, what's better than their own salvation.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us.
Okay, then it's fine, Linda, and thank you very much for all the help and assistance you've given me over the last 5 years or so.
Introduce Alan from England, and Alan has multiple sclerosis. Welcome, Alan.
Hello.
Could you tell us when you first started getting MS symptoms?
Oh, probably in my early 20s, best part of 40 years ago. I used to get terrible headaches and tingling in my hands, and the medical people put it down to migraines and growing pains and that sort of thing. And then they all disappeared for years. I'd get a bad headache and then tingling in my hand now and again, but nothing really bad, nothing that I couldn't cope with, not, you know, as a young fit man.
Mm-hmm.
And then back in the early 80s, they came back again. The same sort of symptoms all came back, but more so, and I went to the doctor. He put me in for an MRI scan, and I went for the scan, but he sort of diagnosed that all the symptoms were caused through the stress of my job, because I had a massive job that was a huge £1 million targets, people working for me, traveling all over the country and all over the world, and massive stress job. And so I changed my job, and all my symptoms disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So I never went back for the results of my MRI scan. About 90, 80, 88, I would think, the symptoms came back again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went back to the doctor, and he said, well, I'll send you for another MRI scan and see a consultant, but you never came back for the results of your previous scan 10 years earlier. To which I replied, well, my symptoms disappeared, so I wasn't really interested. And he said, well, we had the doctor's dilemma that we couldn't tell you because you didn't come back, but we suspected multiple sclerosis at that time. I was really pleased he didn't tell me, because I'd had 10 years of symptom-free, changed my job, moved house, did all sorts of things, and without any worries that I might be ill later on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But when the symptoms all came back again, then they MRI'd me again and told me that they were definitely 100% certain that it was MS, and I was totally devastated. Mm-hmm. I was in early 50s, pretty fit, playing great tennis, golf nearly every other day, having a great life, and all of a sudden they were telling me that in a couple of years I was going to be in a wheelchair. It was a pretty hard time.
Mm. Definitely. Yep. So what were the symptoms at that time?
Well, my left leg used to get really heavy if I was doing active things, such as playing tennis. I'd play one set and win. I'd play the second set, and if I won it, that was fine. If I lost it, then I'd have to play a third set, and I just couldn't run around because it felt as though I just had a ball and chain strapped to my leg. I'd always lose the third set, and that was when I went back to the doctor and said, look, there's definitely something wrong with me and I want to know what it is. Then he told me about the previous MRI scan, and then off we went from there, see a consultant and final diagnosis.
And then what happened, you know, further down the road?
Well, I got really depressed, terrible. I even attempted suicide and everything. I was in a real state. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't play tennis, I couldn't play golf, I couldn't go walking on the hills, I couldn't do anything that I used to do before. I was just got myself in a terrible state, got really down. And then all of a sudden, a guy that I was friendly with said, well, why don't you come and play bowls? And I said, bowls? It's a game for old men. And he said, Alan, put his arm around me and said, Alan, you're a bleep, bleep, bleep cripple. And I looked at him and said, do you know what? You're right. I can't do the things I want to. I'm a semi-cripple. Why don't I go and play bowls? And it was like a new lease of life for me. I started playing bowls more than I used to play tennis and golf and things like that, and got pretty good at it. Represented England in the Paralympics and won a silver medal. And bowl saved my life. And over the years, I've learned to manage my MS until I heard about LDN. And that was must be 5 or 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I started taking LDN 5 or 6 years ago from Bob Lawrence in Swansea, and I've been on it ever since. And my symptoms have not progressed hardly at all in 5 or 6 years. I'm virtually no worse now than I was 5 or 6 years ago before I started taking it.
Well, that's amazing, because you said you were secondary progressive, is that right?
I was secondary progressive, that's right, yeah. I was gradually going down, and then it just stopped. I go to the oxygen chambers every week and things like this, but it made me feel better, but it didn't really halt the progression. Mm-hmm. But LDN seems to have stopped it virtually in its tracks. So along with LDN.
Did you have any side effects when you first started?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. Within a week of taking it, all the symptoms that I had, my tiredness especially. If I played bowls, I would play in the afternoon, I'd come home and go to bed and not do anything else for the rest of the day. That was fine, I could manage that, that's not a problem. Sometimes now I play bowls twice a day, and I'm 5 years older and doing a lot more. So I put it all down to him, and can't understand why everybody on it with MS doesn't get it on the NHS. Can't understand it at all. But that's another argument altogether.
Yeah. So yep. What else has LDN done to help you? You know, symptom wise. You said about pain and your
The pain is virtually just my pain leg used to be sore in my muscle all the time, but you learn to live with that and you don't sort of, you know, take too much of it. But now, unless I've done an awful lot, like today for instance, I've driven all the way back from Brighton. My wife drove some of the way, but I drove most of the way. Now tonight my leg will be really sore because I've been bouncing around in the car all day and I've done a lot. But so tonight I'll take a couple of sleeping pills and rub some stuff in the leg and things like this, and by tomorrow I'll be back to normal again. Mm-hmm. But the tiredness, the main thing, the pain, another thing, gone altogether. I used to get up 3 or 4 times a night and go to the loo, maybe once, twice maybe. Mm-hmm. Depending on whether I've been out of the beer or whatever. But the only thing that I find that affects me is alcohol. And I don't know whether that's because of the LDN or because of my MS or things like that, but I can't drink anything like I used to drink when I was, you know, 10 years younger. Mm. But could any of us when we're in our 60s?
I don't know. I'm not there yet.
No, you're not there yet. Well, you know, I can't drink. Drinking affects my walking, and nothing seems to stop that at all. So I don't drink very much at all, unless I'm, you know, just going from my back patio up to bed, and then I might. But I if I'm out anywhere else and things like that, I very rarely drink very much.
Mm.
But most of my symptoms were all improved when I started taking LDN.
Good.
Okay. Yep.
Yep, that's fine. So what would you say to other people who have been given that diagnosis of the label of having multiple sclerosis and they're thinking of LDN?
Well, okay. First of all, I would say to anybody that's been diagnosed, it's not the end of the world. There are certainly lots worse things you can get rather than MS. I'm not saying it's a nice disease, but on the other hand, there's certainly lots worse ones around. And I think a lot of MS is how you treat it and your state of mind, etc. So many people say, LDN? No. Or how's that going to affect my other medicine? I have no idea how at all, but why don't you try it and see what it's like? My doctor doesn't say I can take it. I'm not going to take it. I said, fine. Yeah, fine. My doctor said, you don't know what it's doing to you in 10 years' time. And I said, well, you'll guarantee I'll be here in 10 years' time. I think to anybody who's thinking of taking it, try it and see. If it doesn't do you any good, don't take it, but if it does you some good, keep on taking it. So I'm a big believer that if you try anything, it might help you, and if it doesn't work, okay, so you've paid some money and it's cost you some time and some effort, but it might have done you some good.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's the phone.
Try it and see.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Alan. And if just get that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All right.
Have you ever read a book called Lady?
Just one second. Hello. Okay. Hello. 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 Can I find you back in a minute? Yeah. Okay. Bye. I'm sorry about that. That's my daughter.
It's okay. I've got one of these things called a drop foot stimulator.
Oh, yes. I have heard of them. Yeah.
Well, the hospital that organises it and things like this is a place called Oddstock in Salisbury in Wiltshire. And they did a book all about people with drop foot stimulators and things like this, and that was very interesting, actually, because so many people all had the same type of symptoms, and I was the only one out of everybody that took LDN.
Oh, right.
They couldn't believe that this wasn't available on the NHS. Hopefully one day it might be, but the amount of money that it costs at the moment, I don't think it's a fortune for anybody to take it.
No,
so so I'd recommend everybody to,
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, LINDA, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.